guys, what's going on? You're listening to ReviewAday.ca. That's right, I'm Mike the Birdman Dodd, and this is the first episode of 2015. Feels good to be back. Got a lot of stuff on my review docket already. Currently working on Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate, I think. Either one. It's the one for the new 3DS XL, which I currently have in my possession. So look for a review of that sometime middle of next week. Also working on Resident Evil HD, which probably shouldn't be too much different from my original review of that game, but I'll still give you the 5-minute skinny on what's new in the update. Also, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about a standalone expansion, which is kind of a sequel, kind of not. We're going to be talking about Volition's Saints Row 4 Get Out of Hell. Saints Row 4 was one of the most pleasant surprises I had back in the summer of 2013. Ultimately, I didn't quite know what to make of Saints Row 4, other than it was stupid and I loved every single minute of it. Literally, having Nolan North as the United States president kicking alien ass, kicking Zinyak in the face with Rowdy Roddy Piper, and Keith David, my god. You could not have got a more eclectic cast for that game, but seriously, the humor was spot on, and now that humanity is in this whole Matrix-like thing, and we're looking for a new place to call home, well, that's where the story was last left off for us, and, well, I guess let's kind of jump right into it for Saints Row 4 Get Out of Hell. So, the story for this game is it picks up a little while after the end of Saints Row 4, where you, as the president, are basically just having a birthday party for Kinsey, because she's never really had one. And suddenly you're kidnapped by Satan. Although, cool thing, if the Xbox or PS4 or whatever you have this on detects a save file from the previous game, your president will look the same as they did before. And you pretty much don't see him again until the end. Him or her. So, I actually thought that was a really nice touch. So basically, it's up to you, John. It's up to you as Johnny Gat and Kinsey to go to hell via an enchanted Ouija board, which starts laughing at you, to go down the hell and basically kick Satan's ass to force him to give back the boss. Down there, you meet some old people from older Saints Row games. Now, I'm not totally familiar with some of these characters, because I haven't played all the way through Saints Row 3, or I haven't even played Saints Row 1 and 2. 4 was my first real experience with it. But I know these characters have shown up previously in that you've killed them. So, what follows is, basically, it's a lot like Saints Row 4 before. You can still steal cars, but now you have superpowers that are based upon, well, demonic abilities. You can turn people to stone. You can stomp your foot and suck people in. You can summon these hell titan things, which are really freaking cool. You can also fly on Satan's wings. You take Satan's halo and you have these demonic angel wings. And it's really flipping cool to actually fly around hell with these things. Plus, trying to think if I've left out any powers. And you can do some holy aura thing. I almost never used it. But basically the idea is you still have the current, you still have level progression where you have to buy abilities with money and experience. But the more things you do in hell, the more you piss off Satan. And once it gets to a certain level, when you typically, I think I got Satan pissed off enough he wanted to fight me around level 14. Basically, there's a meter that shows Satan's anger, and you have to fill that. But along the way, you have people to help you. You have these twin girls. You have Vlad the Impaler, who's trapped in a prison, which is like a preschool. And you haven't lived weird till you've heard Vlad the Impaler sing Wheels on the Bus. You also run into Shakespeare, who is the biggest DJ in hell. Blackbeard the Pirate, who's, well, he's Blackbeard, though I would argue Assassin's Creed did him cooler. Who else do you get? I'm trying to remember. It's the twins. Basically, you got people helping you in, oh, you have, Dane. from one of the previous Saints Rose game. Evidently, you sent him down there. And, well, you accomplish, they're basically little missions, and you can do loyalty missions for them, but they don't really do anything special. Like, there's no special boss fight with them, really. For example, for Vlad the Impaler, you may have, because a bunch of drunken frat boys have taken over his castle, you may have to hit them through rings using this demonic paddle thing. It's actually kind of fun. But there isn't a whole lot of variety here. Unfortunately, it's very repetitious. But the thing is, I don't find myself getting bored with them. In fact, I actually did a lot of the game just by screwing around. Like, literally, there is no critical path in the game, truly. Basically, when you do stuff, Satan gets mad. You can fight him if you want to, sort of thing. And I really recommend leveling up your powers as soon as you can. There are 1,200 orbs, I think, to get. And you know what? They're not that hard to get if you have all the flight abilities. They're pretty easy to get. And I really recommend maxing out your flight as soon as you can. You that, your sprint and super jump, and you'll just find these things effortlessly. You also gain abilities to get different guns, obviously. And you get guns based upon the 7 deadly sins. My favorite is probably, I like the Ark of the Covenant, which I think is, can't remember what this, I guess it's Wrath. Greed's a pretty good one. You get these SMGs that shoot diamonds at people, and you get more money when you kill them. And you get a really awesome handgun that's basically turns into this automatic nuke launcher once you get it fully powered up. And you get, like, God's hammer, you get like this really awesome fire sword at one point. Also, you can also switch between Johnny Gat and Kinsey, and both have unique dialogues in the game too. You can actually, there's actually an activity you can do where you can find different lookouts in hell, and there'll be a little piece of dialogue. Like Kinsey may say, for example, you find this hotel that really caters to furries. And she's like, my people have a home. And if you go there as Johnny Gat, you'd be like, you know what? Everybody's got to have a hobby. I don't care what they jerk off to. And it's actually kind of funny that they put those little touches in the game. But like I said, if you played Saints Row 4, you've played this, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. In terms of writing and the humor in this, I really like it. Jane Austen once again narrates, and it gets, like I said, bloody weird at times, and that's the charm of Gat Out of Hell. It's the only place Saints Row 4 could logically go is to hell next. Like, I literally don't know where the series could go next, but I guess we'll wait and see. But no, honestly, it's an enjoyable gameplay experience. Doing some of the trophy stuff is a little hard. Looking at you, gnarly surfing. God, I hated that one. And there are easily missable trophies. That's something else to mention here before I get a little too far and I forget. So let's talk about the sound for this game. Unfortunately, there is no soundtrack per se. Like, there's no, or at least I never noticed if there was one. There is no radio, which kind of sucks. But what music there is there, it's not bad. You don't really notice it. But because there's so much dialogue coming from Kinsey and Johnny, and from the other various people you're helping in hell, you don't really notice, all things considered. When you fight the Hell Archdukes, which are like the big badasses, kind of like the aliens from Zinyak were, the Marshals, when you end up fighting them, they like trash talk you. There's a character named Dex because you have to hunt him down for Shakespeare. He'll talk shit to you. Not a lot of dialogue on the street that I remember, but all the performances are fairly well done here in terms of their characterization. In fact, most of the humor for this game, for me, came from Johnny Gat, and he's actually becoming one of my favorite video game characters of all time. And I'll talk about this right now. Some of the dialogue in the ending, in the endings, is really good, I think. It's really small, but I really like it. Especially Johnny Gat's uber happy ending. But I'll talk about that when I get to extras. But yeah, everything is really good. Like, I have nothing to complain about. There's actually a musical number in this game. It's easy, like, 3 to 5 minutes, and it's just them singing about being in hell and the main plot of the game. It's weird. It's fucked up. Not as weird as Dinosaurs or anything from the last game, but weird and so appropriate. I remember when I got to it, I was like, what the hell's going on? And I was utterly entertained and enthralled by it. Graphics for this game. Well, it's not Steelport, which is kind of nice. It is hell, surrounded by lava. There's like a giant dragon skull at one part of the city. You can have the Queen Anne's Revenge is basically shattered upon these rocks in hell. And that's where Blackbeard hangs out. There's this place called the Black Cathedral. There's Vlad the Impaler's castle. It's really cool to see this in, like, HD and the fly around it. It looks great. It looks really cool. I've got nothing to complain about in the graphics department. And I like some of the fire effects, too. And even when you clear these areas called the Marshalling Ground, which is, I guess, where you summon demons and shit, you get this pale blue light. And I don't know, there's just something about that aesthetic I really, really, really dig. There are cutscenes, but they also tell the game like a storybook at times, too. And I love the artwork there. In fact, one of my favorite things, and I'd love to get this as a wallpaper, would be, it's the last frame of the game, and it's like stained glass, and it's Johnny Gat as an angel from some cathedral. And just, it looks so cool. It really, really kind of does. So let's move on to multiplayer / extra. Yes, there is co-op for this game, but nobody, I know has it. And I'm not really a big fan of co-op, so I imagine it's probably not much different, than Saints Row 4 co-op, but there are achievements related to it. Having the ability to switch between Kinsey and Gat is really cool, though one part did kind of piss me off. During the final fight with Satan, if you've gone through the entire game as Kinsey, when you get to the final fight with Satan, you literally, Kinsey gives you a high five and you have to play as Johnny Gat. And that was pleasantly annoying, actually. Didn't much really kind of care for that, so that sucks. Other than that, though, there's a lot of really easy to get trophies in this, and it's a fun experience, although I would say it's only for fans only, but for $20 or so, it's really cool. Honestly, I've had a lot of fun. I've spent over 10 hours with it. That's another thing too. It can be a short game if you power through it, but if you take your time and explore and look around, you can find audiobooks. In fact, I really recommend you find the audiobooks, especially, The Guide to Damnation. Some of those are actually pretty friggin' funny. But it's a great ending to Saints Row. There's also multiple endings. There are 5 of them. And I really recommend you do the happy ending first. That's a piece of the Saints Row background that I kind of want to see more of and learn where that came from. Also, my favorite ending is probably the retcon one. Just because if Saints Row went in that direction, I really wouldn't complain, actually. I think that'd be actually pretty badass. But I don't want to spoil any more than I already have. So can I recommend Saints Row, Gat Out of Hell? You know what? Yes. If you are a fan of the series, I highly recommend you check it out. Although, if you want to get maximum enjoyment out of it, I do recommend you play the first Saints Row, Saints Row 4, which is available on next-gen consoles right now. Because it has all the DLC and all the weirdness you've come to expect from that. And things will make a lot more sense. You'll be more acclimatized to the humor. But like I say, it's weird. But I recommend you check it out. So anyway, guys, there should be some more rads coming out next week. New 3DS, a bunch of other stuff. I'm back, baby. All right, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. And I'll catch you guys again next time right here on ReviewADay.ca.